So, Deirdre, and we've asked you this before, if there's no spending approved by October 1st, the government shuts down. In practical terms, what does it mean for, say, federal services, for federal workers?
Right. In terms of federal services, some functions of the federal government are deemed essential, things like border protection, the Social Security program, it's mandatory spending. So those Social Security checks would still go out if there was a shutdown. Defense programs, border security programs would continue. Airport security would continue. But federal workers, a lot of them will be furloughed and they won't be getting paid. There was a law that was passed back in 2019 that ensures back pay for federal workers, but it's unclear how long a shutdown could last. And in the past, we've seen, TSA agents who weren't getting paid not show up for work, and there were delays at airports.
Yeah, there have reportedly been more than a dozen partial shutdowns over the past 4 decades. I guess this time, is it unusual that the two sides are not really negotiating?
I mean, we're a week before. Sometimes things happen very quickly, right ahead of the deadline. Congress can work quickly when they're up against a deadline. But this time, the two sides are really far apart and very dug in. It seems very likely that we are headed towards a shutdown and sort of unclear what it will take to get out of it. I think right now we're sort of in the middle of a messaging war that could go on for some time.